Hey, Nate.
Yep.
Hey, Nate. It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John.
Hi. How did your client interview go?
Go. You give me something else. You give somebody else to talk to.
Okay. You want to use a different rep?
No, she's already fucking nuts. don't fucking listen at all.
Okay. I'll make sure that we'll do a different account manager. She was just covering for me because I was wrapped up on another call and then jumped into a meeting right after it.
I could have waited.
I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. I'm sorry. She said that there was some concerns about call tracking, like the call tracking number.
Well, I tried to tell her, but she tried to tell me, she gives me this number. She said, oh, we're going to use this number. I said, go to your regular phone. I said, no, we're not. So I just paid for like $8,500 of merchandise on my number.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not fucking changing my number. She said, for somebody else to call, I said, I'm signing my truck letter. If you get anything else letter, you're going to get fucking the same. I'm not, it's going to be totally different.
Oh, no. So you don't have to change anything on, like, as far as the branding that you've already done. They're just saying, like, for the, like, every business you see on Google, they have a tracking number up there. It's not usually their direct line. The reason they do that and Google does that is so that way they can prove to you, like, what's come from the listings that we've created and the Google advertising. But it also helps the business owner keep track of things. Like, if you're missing the calls, there's an app and a tracking system I was telling you about earlier that'll, like, save the numbers and what they were looking for, and, you know, there's like a prompt in there for them to call you back. So you have this whole section that's just the business calls that came from the online listings. And that way at the end of each month, you could see like, hey, I'm spending with this much money with these guys, but, you know, these are the customers that we've brought in. Without the tracking number, there's really no way of tracking it specifically of what's coming from there. So that's why Google usually requires it for your online listings, and they give it to you for free.
Can I use my own number then? Is there another one?
Can you use the
one? Use my own phone number.
Oh,
I'm still working at somebody's house. We just called this number, right? Just called the Google number, and here I am. We'd be lettering my own shit, my own number. You know what I mean?
That's fine. That's fine. They just want to be able to track the initial.
It is fine, but I'm telling you, over here in Vermont, it's not fine. Because people are going to get all fucking weirded out about it.
You think that they would get weirded out if they called you on one number, but then you gave them a different one when you were there?
Oh, absolutely.
That's pretty traditional, you know. I know you don't use a lot of tech, but.
I was just telling you, around here, bud, you run more than one number, they're like, nope. Don't even look at you.
That's weird.
Yeah, it does not work like that right here.
That's very weird.
Because I call this number to talk to you. You're not even coming out here to see me. You're just not the same. You're fucking lying to me. And they won't even look at you.
Yeah.
They're against that shit. So.
I can understand that concern. I mean, I know the tracking numbers they give you, they could fully text and call you just like it's your regular number. You know,
I get the situation. I'm telling you, it ain't working here. I'll get eight job it off. So
I got you. So she had requested a number that was like close to your number, like a 802-310, and you know they were working on pulling that number for you, so that way you have a number that's as close to your number as possible.
Here's the thing: is you don't understand. I didn't say it to her. I said, that's probably my number. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, yeah, we can do that. The fucking Chinese bitch, whatever the fuck she is. She said, oh, yeah, we can definitely do that. So that's what she was doing. She's supposed to be working on my number, not any other number. She says, oh, I saw a couple of people and to get on it and all sort of shit. And I don't know.
Oh, she told you we could use your number?
Last year she was talking to people to figure that out. If you recall me, and that's the last thing I heard.
Yeah, they're really adamant about getting these tracking numbers in. I had a guy.
That's fine. Tell me my number.
Tell him to use your number?
Yeah, use my number as his tracking number. It'd be good for them, so stop having spam. I'm coming to my phone now.
Yeah, they don't track. They can't use your number as a tracking phone number. I wish it did work that way, because then we would never even have to have the conversations about call tracking, but sometimes it is a hurdle for clients, especially if they already have, like, branding on a vehicle or something. But
that's what I have. I just spent $9,000 on it.
Okay. $9,000? For decals and things like that?
Decals, shirts. I got hats, I got pens. I got business cards. I just got 10,000 business cards. I just paid $50 to ask for.
Okay. Understandable.
We're not gonna be doing that unless we can figure something else out.
Okay. So you're like, hey, I don't want tracking number at all because I've already spent all this money on this.
Well, I'd say the tracking number just to figure out a way to use it with my number. You know?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't be able to use your number as a tracking number. I mean, your number already has tracking on it. You have a caller ID and answering and a voicemail and everything, but it's not going to be hooked up to the app. The only way to hook it up to the app is you have the own individual number for that app to collect the data. So that app is not really going to have the data in there. So it's really just going to be whatever you say you got from it is what we'll have to go on.
He said it, she can do it. It can happen.
Oh, so Nick, he said they can do that?
Yeah, I just have to call AT&T or something and get some information for him.
Hmm. Okay, give me 1 second.
Apparently. So.
Yeah, because I was requesting like numbers closer to your number from our from Google. So I didn't know if it was like you were okay with moving forward with something closer to your number, but you absolutely don't want it.
I mean, if you have number, one number off of me, I mean, if that number is, 802-310-6052, fine. I mean, or if we're getting 6041, but,
yeah.
It's going to be a new thing.
I hear you. Yeah, they were looking for 802-310 numbers, but the last four would probably be different. Okay. Let me get with them. We have a meeting actually right now, so I'm going to go downstairs and sit with them on it and see what they...
I just said a ton of money, a lot of money. So,
yeah.
They won't do that down here. So
okay. All right. Well, I will, I'm going to get with them and then I'll follow up with you, okay?
Perfect.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay.